What if the by-elections after the November 2021 local elections were anything to go by? You had the coming up party was certainly the IFP. But Jacob Zuma has launched his MK in the heartland of the IFP in KwaZulu-Natal. And the polls all seem to think that it's Zuma who's going to be pulling the votes, not Tlabisa, Mr. Velenkosi Tlabisa, the leader of the IFP. Well, we'll see whether that's the case. Mr. Tlabisa is with us now. It was lovely seeing you in Hermanus in March this year, Mr. Tlabisa. At the time, we had seen that the MK party had arrived in KwaZulu-Natal. You've been on getting great momentum at the IFP. But it's almost universally now, the pollsters are saying, you guys have gone backwards. You're going to a very small, in fact, they're saying an even worse return than you had at the last national election, certainly much worse than the 5.6% that you had in 2021. But, well, I guess you have to help us through this. What are the polls getting wrong? What are they getting right? Or what might be happening with the IFP?
The IFP, Alec, is in a good shape more than any time in the past in terms of the response that we are getting on the ground. Our election campaign is completely different this year compared to the rest of the previous campaign. Even our competitors, they confess that they never expected such a pushback from the IFP, knowing its history and its tradition when it comes to elections. I'm sure, Alec, you will agree with me. You witnessed the launch at Moses Mabhida. Firstly, it was EFF. They thought they did it. The ANC said, we are older than you, EFF, and they advised the IFP to look for another venue because it's going to be a shame. But everybody, even ANC and EFF, confessed that they didn't see it coming, that the IFP will pull up the stadium, and it appeared people who were outside the stadium were more than the people who were inside the stadium. That on its own demonstrated the readiness of the IFP. We prepared to pull out that magnitude. And since the launch, we have been on the ground. Day in, day out, we are addressing multitudes of people in different areas. And I have been in all 9 provinces for the first time. The IFP campaigning in all 9 provinces and physically bringing people together for the first time. Now, the real outcome is on the 29th of May. We are not worried about polls because we do not know in which areas are these polls being done. So we are really not worried at all. There is nothing that just says, ish, is anything going wrong? No, 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 there is nothing. We meet, there is a daily management committee that is supervising and monitoring our campaign, the crowds we pull. You know, during election time, you will find other meetings being a flop, low turnout, and coming back disappointed. That has never been the case. And I'm sharing, even people who follow me on my page, they can see that on those who follow the IFP's page, they can tell you that, no, the polls are getting it wrong. And people will be surprised on the 29th of May because the IFP will turn the tables upside down.
It's such an interesting election that we're going into now. How has that strategy fulfilled itself? Because in previous interviews that we had, you explained to me in some detail how the IFP has been on a renewal or a long-term strategy which is moving towards 2029 as well. But going into 2024, into this election on Wednesday, are you finding that your strategy is ahead of where you thought it would have been in the long-term planning? Or are you struggling now with the emergence of Jacob Zuma?
No. We are far ahead. On a daily basis, we are ticking the box. And not ticking the box that it has been done, we are ticking the box in the sense that we did it. Daily. We have no regrets. Our campaign is different. As I'm saying, the style is completely different. And we are giving a hard competition to the ruling party, because we are brothers and sisters. We do talk when it is tea time that, hey, no, man, look, we never saw it coming, that you will come with such an aggressive, formidable campaign. Not one team. We have four teams that are running parallel, focusing on different areas. We go big, we go small. We go door to door, we go big. We are not concentrating on one strategy. We know if you meet many people on one point, the message go faster. But there are areas where you need to do door to door to get people who don't come to public meetings. We're quite satisfied. And we are looking to 29 May as a day where the IFP will demonstrate that it is a party to the future. Immediately, we will be getting off the ground the local government election campaign, because we'll be having about 2.5 years to 2026 November. At the same time, that 2.5 years will be working for 2029, which is 5 years immediately after this election. All is well, really. We have no regrets, and good enough. We had enough money this time around. We are not struggling. We got people with good hearts who gave us donations. All other political parties can see that the IFP this time around is moneyed. And we are using this money correctly to reach out every electorate in various forms, the social media platform. You know, I went on a cleaning spree in one of the transit camp in Durban. This video was shown last week, but as from today, the video has marked 2.7 viewers. It's just one video. I'm not talking about many others. 2.7 million viewers. I can share with you those stats. Then whatever the polls are saying, really, we're not worried at all, because we have our own mechanisms that we are using to gauge the response from the people. And you can see even from my face, I'm just relaxed, and I'm certain where we are going.
What about within the KZN provincial legislature? How are you seeing that panning out? Because it is a highly competitive and highly contested vote this time round.
Yes, I agree. There is a high competition both in KwaZulu-Natal, Gauteng. Obviously, the ANC is going to lose KwaZulu-Natal because the MK is going to be taking the ANC support considerably. Because it's another faction of the ANC. So now, disgruntled ANC members under Ramaphosa will vote MK. There is no IFP member that is going to vote MK, because they know MK is ANC, is not another political party. The MK was clear that they remain ANC, that wants to fix the ANC led by Ramaphosa. So there is no one who will say, here is a new political party. Everybody knows the MK is another part of the ANC. So it's not going to affect us. but severely, it is going to affect the ANC. I saw the polls which put the MK at the top and put the ANC at 11% in KwaZulu-Natal. I really doubt that one. Really, I doubt it. All I can agree is that the MK can pull the ANC to 30%, but not 11%. Really, I just don't believe it, because the ANC is showing its existence on the ground. They engage in door-to-door public meetings in various areas, and the crowd they pull is not equivalent to the crowd pulled by the MK. The ANC crowds are superior. Now, having not seen the MK in various parts of KwaZulu-Natal, you see, when I talk to the IFP, in whatever municipality we go, we pull a massive crowd. Every municipality we go, massive crowd. Now, if a political party is able to pull massive crowd in every municipality they get into, you must know that party is balanced throughout the province, which is the case with the IFP and the ANC doing its best. But I do understand that then the ANC was affected by the existence of the MK, but not to the extent of the latest polls, which put ANC at 11%. I doubt that one.
You were winning quite handily a number, in fact, double figures, more than a dozen of the by-elections since November 2021, head-to-head with the ANC. Does this give you any insight into your chances against the combination of the ANC-MK? Because as you've explained, the one is a faction of the other. They really are, well, from the same mother, as it were.
Yeah. Having said that, the one is a faction of the other, but there is no prospect of the MK working with the ANC in a coalition. It would be a disaster because it's angry people. You know, angry people can destroy everything when they try to work together. The ANC can try other partners, but I don't see who would want to go to the ANC or into the coalition with the ANC, because if you want to rebuild, you cannot rebuild with someone who destroyed what you want to rebuild. So now for ANC, the best thing for them is to be taken out of power. The IFP is working hard. We are working on a target number of votes that we want to achieve in order to get 41 seats, which is 50% plus one. If we fail to get those votes, there is a fallback position where we must lead the coalition. And the IFP is of the view we will have a working coalition with the members of the multi-party charter, even in KwaZulu-Natal, DA, Freedom Front Plus, Action SA, and ACDP, and some few independents. We can form the government, excluding the ANC. It's very easy. I don't foresee a scenario where the ANC is retaining the province. Really, that one is beyond any imagination.
You mentioned the Moses Mabhida Stadium launch. That doesn't seem to have registered how many people that the IFP drew to that event. And it was a very public event. Why would that be? Why would there be so much hype, if you like, airtime or the air war, which appears to have been won by your competitors, and not the recognition of what you've explained to us now, and in particular that Moses Mabhida example?
Alec, can I get you correctly?
In talking earlier this week, it was explained to me by the former leader of the DA, Muzi Maimane, that in an election, there are two wars. There's the ground war, which is the door-to-door, shaking hands, engaging with people face-to-face. And then there's the air war, which is the media, social media, people talking. So in other words, airtime versus the ground war. And he says the ground war is far, far more important than the air war. It would appear from what we're seeing, from the polls, from airtime, etc., that the IFP is not shaping that well in the air war, but the ground war is what I'm very interested to hear about and how you're seeing that falling together.
It is not something new, Alec. The IFP has never been a favorite of the media for years. And the IFP has never been favored by the polls for years. The media had predicted for many years ago that the IFP is heading towards its end. We disappointed them in 2016. We disappointed them in 2021. From 2021, by-election after by-election, the score is 15-1. We took 15 votes from ANC, and ANC only took one vote. So now whatever you can say, but the evidence in front of you that from 2021 to date, the IFP has snatched 15 votes from the ANC. On one day, they took 3 votes in one municipality from the ANC. You know, if you are a political party, you should not lose 3 votes that you are controlling to your competitor. At least there must be one which remains with you. If you lose everything, you must know that the writing is on the wall, that you are gone. You are no longer there. Now, the media can ignore such, but it's not going to help them. Whatever kind of propaganda or ignoring the IFP is not going to change anything. I'm sure, Alec, you saw the visuals at Moses Mabhida. From where you sit, you can give a judgment that between the 3 political parties who demonstrated the might of the organization of his or her political party, between the 3, and everybody agrees that the IFP took the trophy. So whatever the journalists are saying, the media is saying, and if you followed even the analysis of the manifestos, all the analysts, they could not find a fault in the manifesto of the IFP. All of them. We know even critical people to the IFP on that day, we really gave them nothing to criticize in the IFP manifesto, because it was simple, talking to the real challenges of South Africa. And we even said what other parties were afraid to say, that South Africa belonged to the South Africans. Foreign nationals with no special skills must be assisted to go back to their respective countries. The others were beating about the bush when it comes to that. But the IFP said what others were not bold to say.
Mr. Tlabisa, how is the support from the Ndunas, from the chiefs? We know that there's a very strong traditional system in KZN. Are they, and in particular the Nkosi, the king, supportive of the IFP, or are they remaining neutral in this election?
Yeah, we do not encourage amakhosi to participate in politics because they are above politics. The king is not participating in politics, and we will not even allow him because he is a symbol of the nation, which must represent all people of the Zulu kingdom from all political walks of life. So now, the traditional institution must play the role of leveling the playing field for all political parties to play in the political game. Yes, they are human beings. They have a right to join a political party. There are some amakhosi who are openly in the IFP and openly in the ANC. But the majority is taking a neutral stance. And the king of the Zulu Nation is taking a neutral stance, which we also support. And they play a good role in ensuring that the playing field is normalized for every political party to express its views and canvass the voters.
Just to close off with a few days to go until the election on May the 29th, how are you seeing the national picture breaking up, i.e. Your participation in the national parliament and the chances for the MPC of having as bold a showing there as what you are projecting in KwaZulu-Natal?
I'm looking forward to a new government in KwaZulu-Natal, in Gauteng, in Free State, and at a national level. Wherever you go, people express a desire for change, because they say they can't contemplate the next 5 years under the ruling party. Wherever you go, there is that feeling. It's the same feeling people had in 1994. The drive in 1994 was to remove the apartheid government because it had failed the black people who were the majority. Even now, the feeling is that the ruling party over 30 years has failed the people of South Africa when it comes to employment, crime, load shedding, corruption, and the list is long. I'm looking forward, therefore, to a new government formed by the multi-party charter with fresh ideas to press a reset button for our country. The appeal I'm making is going to the 27.6 million South Africans who are registered as voters. These people have protested, blocking roads, burning tires. On the 29th of May, they must take their protest to the ballot box and use their right to vote to give a red card to the political party they have been protesting against and vote in a new government and give that new government 5 years held accountable, and if it doesn't deliver, remove it in 2029. The IFP is ready to be a servant of the people of South Africa because we are different. When we make a promise, our promise is our commitment. We do not make empty promises. We only promise what we can keep. The 14 million South Africans who are dormant voters, who do not go and vote because they say the government is not doing anything for them, I want to make another clarion call. If you don't go and vote, you have actually voted in the government you don't want. The wisest thing you must do, if you don't want the government serving at a time, be an active participant. Go to the voting station, use your vote to vote it out and vote in a new government and hold the new government accountable so that it can deliver to the mandate that you gave it. So I'm confident the 27.6 million South Africans, if they can go to the voting station in their numbers, the ruling party will be taken out, a new government under the multi-party charter will take the reins of our country and bring the desired change.
Well, Nkosi Tlabisa is the leader of the IFP, and I'm Alec Hogg from BizNews.com.